Dr. Manager, detainee report of consultation on patient John T. Nardone. Date of birth 3/17/1954. Referring physician Dr. John McGee, MCGEE, 817 Avenue C, Bayonne, New Jersey, 07002. Hey, Dr. McGee. Thank you for referring Mr. John T. Nardone for infectious disease evaluation. Period. As you know, this is a 67-year-old male who was recently seen and evaluated at Jersey City Medical Center for severe back pain and difficulty ambulating. Period. He was found to have epidural abscess and osteomyelitis / discitis of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. The patient has history of multiple prior neurosurgical procedures. Period. Because of the inability to obtain adequate tissue samples for diagnostic purposes, comma, the patient and wife agreed to empiric therapy. Period. The patient was treated with IV vancomycin and cefepime, and serial labs were performed. Period. New paragraph. According to the patient, he has experienced some relief and pain and is now able to ambulate with a walker. Period. His pain appears to be fairly well controlled. Period. He has no incontinence and is comfortable at rest. Period. His sed rate and C-reactive protein are normal. Period. New paragraph. A repeat MRI did show residual phlegmon and discitis, period. The significance of these findings is unclear at this time, and the patient was advised to continue IV antibiotic therapy, period. However, because of the difficulty in continuation of antibiotics and patient discomfort, comma, IV antibiotic therapy has been discontinued despite my recommendations to continue, period. Patient will be given oral antibiotic therapy in its place and has been advised to follow up with you at your earliest convenience, period. I'm also recommending follow-up evaluation by neurosurgery period. New paragraph. Patient will hopefully follow up with me in a few weeks and results will be forwarded to your attention, period. New paragraph. Thank you for allowing me to speak in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and of dictation.